All right, I am Janae Prevey, and we are here with the another edition of the Shine Show. We're excited to be here with Radio St. Pete, and I'm excited to introduce my guest, Nicole Salgar, today. But first, I want to mention that Shine, the 10th anniversary of Shine is coming up October 11th to the 20th. Woo! We have a lot of volunteer opportunities available. If anyone's interested in participating, you can go to our website, and we have a volunteer form there to fill out. But we really, really invite everyone to come out and watch the murals come together, watch the artists in action, and come to some of the events. We're going to have some really incredible events this year, an opening event as well as a closing event. We'll talk more about that, and you can find all that information on our website. But right now, I want to talk a little bit with Nicole Salgar, our guest today, for a lot of different reasons. Let me just introduce her, and then we're going to kind of talk a little bit about how she got here in St. Pete and some of the things we can expect from this year's Shine. Nicole is a multidisciplinary artist specializing in public art. Her Latin heritage, Miami upbringing, and passion for travel profoundly influence her work. Exposure to diverse cultures has shaped her artistic style, allowing her to blend vibrant imagery with rich cultural narratives. Through various residencies and professional opportunities, Nicole has traveled extensively, creating art in Cuba, Europe, South America, and the United States. In every community, she engages with both adults and youth, using art as a powerful means of connection and expression. Nicole, we're really honored to have you here today. I'm excited to talk to you.
I'm super excited to be here.
Yay! So we had the privilege of working with you back in 2021 when you were in Miami. We had you on the lineup as a visiting artist. Can you talk a little bit about how you ended up here in St. Pete?
Well, there's quite a backstory to that one, but I'll start with, I fell in love.
Yeah, this is my favorite story. I was hoping you would tell this.
That's number one. And I really, when I was here for Shine, one of the things that really stood out to me was how the community came together to make Shine happen and how many people really loved and just were so proud. There was like this community pride about this event, and they really took in like how important it is to have something like that happen in their town. And I just really loved the community aspect and just the culture here, and I thought the art scene was thriving, and it was in a really exciting state that I wanted to be a part of it.
That's awesome. It's really cool to hear that. We've had a lot of artists over the years kind of express that same thing, just like the way the community comes together, and you really can feel it when you're here a part of Shine. And it's such a cool thing to hear, because I know just from an organizational standpoint, you're kind of just like slogging through it for so much of the year until you get to that week, and then you really get to like enjoy the fruits of your labor. But it's just really cool to hear that people experience that, as you know, from an artist's end, and even from the community. Like, we hear that a lot of people just love Shine, and it's really cool. So it's really amazing to have you here. I know that I've heard of other artists kind of migrating away from Miami and kind of up to this area, and at this point in time in St. Pete, I do think our art community is at a really interesting place. Like, we're kind of like really poised for growth in a lot of ways. I know you're also, you share a studio space now with Vitali Brothers. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. So that process of moving into the studio was quite organic, because Johnny's brother moved to Texas and I was looking for a studio space, and we are in the same career, and it just worked out timing wise. And right now we're actually working on bringing Overspray to the new location, which is where our studio is in Gulfport, and it's going to be really exciting. We're going to have a lot of really interesting events and classes and things like that coming up, so just something to look out for. New Overspray space.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm really excited about that. I know we talked to Johnny about that last month a little bit, but I'm excited to see more about what's coming from Overspray, and looking forward to an October launch. Is that right?
Yeah, that was our goal, is to make it almost around the same time as Shine, because we do recognize that everyone just gets so excited about the art that's happening, and we really just wanted to be a part of that too.
That's awesome. So you kind of mentioned this before a little bit, but I know you've participated in a lot of other mural programs and festivals around the world. Can you talk a little bit about your experience of Shine as it relates to kind of other experiences like that you've had?
Sure, yeah. My experience with Shine I was really surprised. I didn't know what to expect. I had quite a few friends that had been a part of it prior to me being on the, you know, part of the event. And we all kind of talked to each other, and I asked my friends, like, what their experience was like, and they said only good things about it. And in my experience of being a part of it, everybody was so supportive. And I'm not saying that there aren't other mural festivals and public art projects that aren't supportive of the artists, but it really stood out to me, like, how much support there was. And from, you know, an outsider, as an artist coming in from another town, to me, it felt like everything was super organized, planned out to the T. There were volunteers coming in, giving us food, anything that we needed, and just so supportive. And that really stood out to me, because a lot of the times it can get a little bit chaotic and things can slip through the cracks as far as the support for the artists, as in making sure that they have all the supplies that they need, or if things fall through. A lot of times I feel like a lot of festivals, they want to put on as many artists as they can, but then at the same time, if you don't have the support to help keep that going and keeping that strong so that everyone is looked after and is supported, it becomes a little hard to navigate. And I found that you guys had such great community support, volunteers, and everyone that was helping out really loved the project and really wanted it to be successful.
That's great to hear. Yeah, we have such a it's a small team, but it's a really dedicated team, you know, and I think people aren't maybe necessarily always aware of what it takes, A, to put a festival on, but B, to be a public artist, you know, I mean, to be out in the elements creating, and especially in a festival situation where you're in really like a tight time frame, like your lift's going to get dropped off and it's going to get picked up 10 days later, and like, yeah, you better be done, you know. Yeah, like it's a very tight, and then you're dealing with weather and, you know, the crowds of people and all those things, like it's not necessarily easy work. So yeah, I it's cool to hear that, because we do try to really support everyone as best we can so they can have a great experience and the art can be amazing at the end. So I know this year we've been working on some things for the finale, yeah, which I'm really excited about. And I would love for you to share more about what you're going to do for the finale and what people can expect from the other artists that will be at the finale and just what that event is all about.
Yeah, one thing I want to point out, too, is that how special it is for me to have come here as a participating artist to now being part of helping and planning and also being part of the 10-year finale. That's a big deal, you know, Shine 10-year. I mean, that's pretty huge. And it's been such an honor to be with you and Chad working on all of this. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you.
So, yeah, we've been planning for the finale, and I've been wanting to kind of step outside my box and work more in installations and how they interact with the public and engaging people in a different way. So I am going to be collaborating with two different artists that are local here. One is a builder and another one is, I mean, she's also a painter, but she is really great with crafts. And this is Heinz will be helping me build, and which he's been part of Shine before. And Sarah Shepherd is who's going to be helping me with part of the installation. I'm really pushing it on this one, but I'm super excited about it, and I love a good challenge, so I'm ready.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. I can't wait to see what you do. And shout out to Heinz, who's been one of those people behind the scenes for Shine since year one, really. He's kind of popped in different capacities, and he's just that guy that you go to when you need anything done. Heinz is there, and it really takes people like Heinz to do what we're doing. So definitely shout out to him. And Sarah is amazing. We got to work with her last year as a featured artist, and she's amazing.
That's another thing that I love about this, you know, is working together. And I'm not just looking at it as, you know, it is an installation that's my vision, but collaborating, it becomes like a joint effort. And Heinz is a mastermind, and I'm just really excited to work with them both.
That's awesome. And you've also helped us curate other artists for the finale event, too. You want to talk about that?
Yeah. So it's tough, right? Because, you know, you can only have a certain amount of people. I have so many, an extensive list of creative friends that are just out of this world. Specifically for this event, there are two friends of mine that I thought were very fitting, that do very different types of interactive media. So we have Giano, who is from Miami. Though actually, both of them are from Miami. Giano, he has a project called After Hours. He's a photographer. He's much more than a photographer. I mean, you have to experience it to really get the feeling of it. He's a master with color, and he's just an incredible person on his own. So he's going to be part of it. And also my friend Mike Estefan, who he goes by Max Fun, and he's going to be doing like a video installation that's mixed with sound. He's really incredible, and he's just really amazing at intertwining sound and visuals. And he's going to have a really awesome spot that's very quaint and intimate, but very strong. So I'm just excited to have such an eclectic and versatile group of people that are part of this event.
Yeah, I can't wait for the public to be able to experience this. So this is the finale event, which is going to be at Floridorama October 19th from 7 to 10 p.m. Everything about this that we're talking about now is free and open to the public. We really encourage people to come out and enjoy kind of all the work that's gone into this. But in addition to Nicole's installations and Giano's After Hours photo shoot and the digital experience, we'll have a solo exhibition by Chris Dyer. We'll have projection mapping by FX Projections on Ricky Watts's mural outside of the building. We're going to have Woz Martin, who is a 2021 mural artist. He'll be coming back with his crew, the Mighty Giants. So they'll be doing DJing and puppeteering. We're going to have, gosh, what else do we have going on? There's more. And then there's also a VIP portion of this, too, which we're just about to release tickets on our website. If you want to come be a part of the VIP experience, which would be inside Floridorama, formerly Fairgrounds, you can buy a ticket to that, and then you'll have Uptown Eats is going to cater that. Mandarin Hyde has a bar there. Mother Kombucha will have a mocktail bar there. You'll have full access to all the Floridorama experiences there. And then kind of can flow in between. And then everybody there is going to get a custom keepsake item that I'm not going to share yet, but that'll be part of the VIP experience there as well. Is there anything else you want to share just kind of about this year's Shine, about public art, anything?
I mean, you know, to have a 10-year anniversary is quite rare, and how much work goes into creating something like this is, you know, it's hard to put into words. And I think unless you're really behind the scenes, it's hard to get an idea of how much love and work and just dedication it takes to put on a production like this. So, you know, kudos to you, man, for putting in the work for all the years that you have. It's just really incredible, and Shine's super, St. Petersburg is very lucky to have you.
Oh, thank you very much. That's really sweet. It really is a whole community effort. It really is. And it's an honor. I mean, it's amazing that we've gotten to 10 years. I think it's really worth celebrating. And I can't wait until early September we'll start releasing the full artist lineup and all the details of where these walls are going to be. So you want to keep an eye on our social media channels at Shine on St. Pete. And then we'll start putting out that full media release too, where you'll see all that. But we have some really incredible locations lined up in addition to really amazing artists. We're going to be painting some kind of iconic St. Pete spots this year. So super excited about that. But thank you so much, Nicole, for being here. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk with you and kind of get your insight on everything. And we thank you, and we're excited about Shine 10.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Grateful.